The Congress has seen its share of scandal lately, but nothing compared with what is going on in Italy. Over the last several weeks, there have been reports of soccer games being fixed, corruption in Italy's healthcare system, and now a scandal involving the country's last crown prince. Victor Emmanuel of Savoy is accused, with a dozen other people, of racketeering, gambling, and abetting prostitution. NPR's Silvio Pagioli reports from Rome.
This whole affair sounds like an operetta about decadent royalty. Leaked excerpts of wiretaps of the would-be king's phone conversations are peppered with insults about national figures and salacious remarks about women. The royal vehemently denies all wrongdoing, but investigating magistrate Alberto Iannuzzi says this case is solid.
Un'indagine estremamente articolata e complessa.
This is a complicated but well-documented case based on a series of very specific facts and evidence which are very alarming.
Victor Emmanuel is accused of corruption in connection with securing contracts for rigged slot machines for a casino in northern Italy. He's accused of procuring prostitutes from Eastern Europe for the casino's clients. Investigators believe he also has mafia contacts. Commentator Beppe Severini says the scandal has shattered what little remained of the Savoy royal legacy.
The Savoy, after all, were the ones that started the war of liberation in the 19th century. They made Italy whole. And all that is gone because this man is talking rubbish on the phone and talking about sex and slot machine and the fact that he can run the country if he wants and insulting the people of Sardinia.
According to the wiretaps, Victor Emmanuel said the people of Sardinia stink, and his remarks about his favorite prostitutes cannot be repeated here. Born in what was once a papal palace in Rome, at the age of 9, Victor Emmanuel was sent into exile with his family when Italians voted in 1946 to banish the monarchy. They were punishing the Savoy family for helping install the fascist dictatorship of Benito Mussolini and of fleeing Rome in 1944 to avoid the Nazi occupation. The exiled royal grew up in Switzerland and became a fixture on the European jet-set scene. In the 70s, in France, after firing a gun from his boat, Victor Emmanuel was acquitted of manslaughter for the death of a young man who'd been sleeping on an adjacent yacht. He made embarrassing headlines in the 90s with an interview in which he refused to apologize for the anti-Semitic laws his grandfather signed in 1938. In 2002, the Italian Parliament passed a law that enabled the ex-royals to return to Italy. Since then, Victor Emmanuel had become a fixture in the nexus between politics and business, particularly right-wing politics. The wiretaps reveal the royals' close ties with Salvatore Sottile, spokesman of the former foreign minister and who's also been arrested. Sottile is also accused of helping aspiring showgirls get jobs at the state-run TV network in return for sex. Investigators say the former spokesman used rooms at the foreign ministry and prime minister's building for his sexual encounters. Piero Fassino is the leader of the governing Democratic Party of the left.
The wiretaps reveal a frighteningly squalid and vulgar image of an entire political underbrush.
Newly installed Premier Romano Prodi expressed shock at the salacious language used by the many mails intercepted by the wiretaps. He said it shows a culture of constant disdain for women. The Daily La Repubblica went further, saying this disdain for women is a sign of the machismo and sexual braggadocio typical of the culture of Italian fascism. The publication of the wiretaps has infuriated politicians and their mounting calls for tougher legislation against media that publish leaks. But it won't be easy. Wiretaps have become the foundation of nearly all judicial investigations in Italy. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.